pastors. They do a wonderful job in feeding us the Word of God in a way that is clear and concise, easily understood, and applied to our lives. I love them dearly. They mean so much to me. I've been here since 2004, since day one. And I've been blessed, and I continue to be blessed by just the anointing, just the wisdom, just the care, the comfort that they exude. So I'm just so happy just to be a part of this church and be a part of their lives. Also, just for our ministerial staff, our deacons, our leadership team, thank you for just everything you guys do. I mean, your service is not in vain. Your service is not in vain. What you guys do is just an amazing, amazing, amazing job. And our dream team, man, woo, they make it happen. They make God's dream come alive, and that's to connect people with Christ. Connect people with God so they can find freedom, discover their purpose, and make a difference. So we thank you immensely for just what you guys do. People don't see it, especially those that are watching online. They don't see the background of what you guys do, and I see it, and I'm just impacted by your love, your generosity, just about your service. So thank you. And to my wife, Kamiko Wusu, I love you dearly. I thank you for your support. Thank you for just our love towards one another, but our love for God first, and then towards one another. So I just thank you so much for your love, your comfort, your trust, and your support. A couple of side notes. Join us this Saturday, June 4th, for our Unchained Basketball Challenge. You'll be able to see it on the screen. All you have to do is scan the QR code for the tickets. All right, so we'll leave it up there for those of you who are getting your phones out. Perfect, perfect. And then also, gather your family for our first Wednesday service this week at 7 p.m. on our Impact SOFL platforms. Pastor will be ministering on the subject, this thing called the church. So don't miss out on it. It'll be online. All right. Excellent, excellent indeed. Okay. So let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for just this awesome time that we have here just to be able to dig into your word. Your word is a lamp to our feet, a light onto our pathway. We thank you for just your generosity and love towards us. We thank you, dear God, for your word that continue to help us grow. Father God, as I speak louder than me, as I minister into the hearts of these people, dear God, may their hearts be open, alive. May their ears be open, sharp, alert, ready to receive, dear God, so we could transform and grow for you. We honor you and we praise you for this now in the powerful, magnificent name of Jesus. Amen. Amen indeed. So today, I want to minister today on two topics called the Sabbath and the seed. I want to read to you a passage in Hebrews 11, verses 6. And it reads, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." Do I have anybody that is sincerely seeking God? Do I have anybody that's in faith? I always look at it this way. You know, there are certain topics that we talk about, and those topics helps because if it helps with the fulfillment of the counsel of God. I'll give you an example. I love the workout. So it's just like me working on my arms. I got to work my legs. I got to work my abs. I got to do cardio. There are certain things that I may not like, but it's necessary for me to build the whole body. So certain topics that we talk about that I believe that helps out with our development. And in order for you to be able to receive it, you got to receive it in faith. You got to apply these things into your life. It's not a thing where, okay, I just hear it and then that's it. I've been here in this ministry, give you an example, since 2004. And I remember when I first came to this ministry, I didn't know a lot. But I was open to be able to listen, receive, and apply, and grow, and develop. You know, you could grow, but you have to develop. I always tell God, give me the knowledge to understand. If I understand it, then I'm able to help to grow and develop. So as we impact, as we go and listen to the word today, just remember, it's on you to grow and it's on you to develop. So the Sabbath and the seed are trust factors and decisions to opt out of dependence of a secular-driven system into God's faith-driven lifestyle. Okay? So what is the Sabbath? Let me read to you in Hebrews 4, verses 6 to 11. And it reads, so God's rest is there for people to enter, but those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. Okay? So we got to look at why did they disobey God. And then so God set another time for entering his rest. Okay? And that time is today. God announced this through David much later in the words already quoted. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, okay? Now, if Joshua had succeeded in giving them this rest, God would not have spoken about another day of rest still to come. So there's a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fail. So I want to ask, what did the people of Israel do to disobey? Okay? Those are the words that I ask. You know, I'm a teacher as well too. I'm a professor, so I always ask. I just don't read the text, but I ask questions. Because the more I ask questions, the more now I search out to help develop and to understand it and to realize what did they do and what can I learn from that so I don't fall into that same trap. So the Sabbath is about refreshing, resting, and realignment with God to keep you centered upon the truth that God and God alone is your source and success. I'm going to repeat that again. The Sabbath is about a refreshing, resting, and realignment with God to keep you centered upon the truth that God and God alone is your source and success. So we're going to read the scripture and we're going to find out what happened with the people of Israel. They were in bondage in Israel. slavery. Okay? They had a mentality what they were always doing and doing and doing and doing and doing. So they weren't, they didn't have a time of rest that focused and centered around God. So let me read for you the scripture in Exodus, and then we'll talk about this. So Moses said, "Eat this food today, for today is a Sabbath day dedicated to the Lord. There will be no food on the ground today. You may gather the food for 6 days, but the seventh day is the Sabbath. There will be no food on the ground that day. Some of the people went out anyway on the seventh day, but they found no food. The Lord asked Moses, 'How long will these people refuse to obey my commandments and instructions? They must realize that the Sabbath is the Lord's gift to you. That is why he gives you a 2 day supply on the sixth day. So there will be enough for 2 days. On the Sabbath day, you must each stay in your place. Do not go out to pick up food on the seventh day.' So the people did not gather any food on the seventh day." So there you see, they were focused, and you got to realize, they came out of a system that was, they were slaves. They were always doing. There was, so God was saying that, "I got you out of this. I want you to focus on me and focus on my system, my way of doing things, because I got you out of this and I'll continue to protect you and guide you guys." But they thought they were doing it within their own strength. How many people fall underneath that? Where they're working every day of the week because they're doing it within their own strength. They're doing it within their system, but not God's system. If he is really Jehovah Jireh, the God that sees and supply our needs, if he's really our ultimate, I always look at it, you have a precedence of or order of things. If he's high on the threshold, if he's the first one, we gotta give that day a holy day, separated, where we can honor God, worship God, and rest, knowing that we trust him, knowing that he will always come through. It's hard. It's hard to have a Sabbath day, right? Especially if you have a perceiver mentality. I'll give you an example. I got a perceiver mentality. I'm always doing stuff, doing stuff, doing stuff, doing stuff. But I tell you this, I don't play with God. I don't play with God. Because I realize that if I really want to seek God and seek the best for my life, there are certain things that I need to really adhere to and take serious, especially when I read it. So when it comes to having a day set apart, I have a day that's set apart that I don't do anything, that all I do is rest, and I read God's word. I read God's word every day. Okay, we are here at the church. We on a Bible plan that we're reading the word for the whole year. I participate in that. I also have words that I also have things that I read. I spend my first day when I wake up with God, praying, spending my time with God. And then also, it's important for us to take vacation.
Say it again.
Vacation is good. It's a great thing. It's a day of rest, relaxation. But what hurts us, why people don't take their rests and their vacations, because they're focused on things. Okay? But God will supply those things if you rest in Him, if you focus on Him, if you trust Him. So let me read another scripture for you. So then God gave the people all these instructions. I am the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one is in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your males and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. This is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Sabbath. That's what it's called. Sabbath. Holy unto God. Holy. So I always look at it. The Sabbath was there to put your focus on God and rest with peace and comfort, knowing He is your ultimate source for everything. Not just some things, but for everything. Okay, so now I want to talk about the second element that I wanted to touch upon, which is seed. Seed, it's a great thing. The right ground where it's sown is very important as well too. People have the wrong mentality with seed. They look at it as something to get something back. It is really a tool, a resource that God entrusts us to manage. And if it's not managed correctly, then we don't get the increase that we should be able to get. It's same in the world view. Just think about it. You get a paycheck and you spend all your money. That's it. Okay? But in God's system, when you realize that He is the owner of everything, and He entrusts us. It said He has given us power. That word power is ability to get wealth. Okay? So He's the one that gives us the ability, the wisdom, to be able to get the wealth and to be able to now do something with that. He entrusts us to be able to make the right decisions, and the wrong decisions can hurt us. So money management is an important element in God's system. God owns everything, but He entrusts us to manage it based on my management determines my increase and what I can handle. Money is a resource to help others. If your perception is wrong of a thing, it will produce wrong results. And, you know, the Word of God tells us, as a man thinketh, so is he. It's the thinking process that you have behind money that can help you or hurt you, if you realize. So, a good steward manages God's resources correctly. So, meaning that whatever He gives you, you're supposed to double what He gives you. You're not supposed to just take it in. And you know, the Word of God calls that a bad person that does that. So let's look at the Word of God. Let's look at Malachi. It tells us that should people cheat God, yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me of the tithes and offerings due to me. You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouses, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. That word blessing is a word that means an enablement for us to prosper. That means a lot of times, I remember when Bishop Davis said this, a lot of times when people look at the blessing, they only think monetary things. But you don't realize that what you are given produces this blessing that allows you to prosper at work, prosper your family prospering. There's various elements, witty inventions, ideas. There's so many different facets that goes upon this blessing. So we're going to look at two elements that was really spoken on this scripture. Tithes and offerings. So tithes is an act of worship where we present God with the first 10% of our income. And an offering is an expression of gratitude and generosity that begins after tithing is completed. So tithing is not given one out of the 10 things. It is given the first of the 10 before using the other one. So that's what tithes mean. Give you an example. If I make, let's just say, $50,000, then I tithe off of that $50,000. This is just God's system. I'm just teaching God's word. I tell you this, I've been blessed by applying God's word, especially when it comes to seed. Since I've been here at Impact Church, since 2004, I've been tithing. And I tell you this, God has increased me so much. When I first came here, I did not have a job, okay? And then I got a job, and first thing I wanted to do was honor God with my giving. And from then, I continue to honor him, and he continued to increase me. Even this year has been the most that me and my wife has given. Because guess what? God is increasing us because he trusts us because we are able to manage what he gave us. Amen. When you manage things correctly, then it opens up the door for you for the increase. But the wrongful management would hurt you because you won't be able to get that increase that you want. But it's not about an increase for us. I don't want you to think that it's just about an increase for me or my wife. It's an increase that we have the opportunity to see people set free and delivered. People come to the knowledge of Christ. Our giving is making a tremendous impact. And that's why we give to God. We honor God's word. And giving is a trust factor. Do you really trust God? Do you really trust God knowing that he owns everything and he gave you the opportunity to manage what is his? Let me read another scripture for you. Philemon. It says, I always thank my God when I pray for you, Philemon, because I keep hearing about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people. And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. Man, that's an amazing scripture and passage. Your love, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. You're given. Refresh the hearts of God's people. That's what our giving is about. Helping people find freedom, discover their purpose, make a difference. Equipping all people to go fully in Christ. Because it's made an impact in my life and it continues to make an impact in other people's lives. So our generosity, our giving, is open up the doors for people indeed. I want to read another scripture. And when we talk about, giving two tithes, is the first, meaning me, I set it up where once I get paid, I give. There's no hesitation. It's set apart. It's something that was given to me for God. It's set apart. It's holy. And then also the 90%, now I have to make a decision with it, but it also belongs to God and how I actually utilize that. If I utilize it correctly, then it says that I'm a good steward. I'm a good manager of what he has given me. So guess what? He increased me with more. So let's look at, I love this scripture. I love this whole thing. I love it so much I had to go from, let me read to you. In 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 15. It says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sow generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your hearts to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now, he supplies seeds to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. because of the service by which you have proved yourselves. Others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And their prayers for your hearts will go out to you because of the suppressing grace of has given you. Thanks be to God for his incredible gift. Oh man. I mean, that's all it's about. It's about giving to God, helping people find freedom, discover their purpose. And God is just so blessed because of that. So, two of the biggest indicators of whether we put God first in our lives is how we handle our time, which is a Sabbath, and our money, which is seed. With both of these principles, God's endeavoring to extend to us a long and satisfied life. So make it a point this summer to honor God with your seed and by cherishing the Sabbath. Be faithful in your giving to God and your rest with God. Vacations is a must. Okay? It's a must. You have to be able to look at the Sabbath. You have to be able to rest. All right? Excellent. Excellent indeed. All right. Father God, we just thank you for your word that is a lamp unto our feet. We thank you for just us honoring the Sabbath, the tithe, our seed, our giving. You said in your word, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Father God, what we do with our seed, what we do with our time, is focus on you, dear God. We thank you for just the abilities that you continue to give us, dear God, that we can make it happen for others. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for just a time of relaxation and rest in you as we honor the Sabbath, dear God. As we go forth, dear God, and apply your word that is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. May you open up doors for us, dear God. May our increase continue to increase so we can have more to be able to give on to you, dear God, so we can make it happen for others, dear God. We thank you for just the ability that you have given us. And we thank you, dear God, that we'll continue to be generous. We'll be given addicts so we can win more people for you, dear God. We just thank you and we honor you for this now. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Come this special time where you may be here today, watching online or here physically. Everything that I've spoke about, it all stems first with a relationship with God. This relationship can only happen through Christ. Trust me, it's life-changing. It changed my life. I always remember the time I gave my life to Christ. You know, I'm not saying that after you give your life to Christ, everything is going to be just dandy and everything like that. It's with work. Everything. One step at a time, one day at a time. But I'll tell you, through faith, this thing works. Because it's a relationship. It's not a religion. We get to trust God with everything because we know that he always comes through for us. So you may be here, want to be a part of this great, amazing relationship with Christ. I'm here to let you know that I can help that happen. You may be online, Trust me. Through difficult times, lean on to him. He got, all he has is good for you. You may be here also, like, man, I need to rededicate my life. I received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior before. I fell out of fellowship. I'm not into the things like I should be. God loves you unconditionally. It's not about what you did in the past, but he looks at us from our future. And your future is brighter every day with Christ. So right now, I just want to be able to pray for those individuals. So what I just ask that everybody just repeat after me. Just raise your hand and just repeat after me. Dear Father God, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe he died for me on a tree of Calvary, bearing all my sins for me. I believe he rose and he's alive today. Oh, I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. I push my back on sin and I embrace your love for my life. Excellent, excellent indeed. Well, if you repeat it after me for the very first time, that means you are a part of God's family. You are a part of God's kingdom. For those of you who are online, you'll be able to see on the bottom, just text the word decide, knowing that you made the decision, because we can't see you here physically. There's something we want to put into your hand. Is the next step. Where do I go from here? Is a booklet that'll help you with the decision that you made today. So if you text the word decide to 954-280-2076, you'll be able to see that. Again, thank you for just the decision that you made. Trust me, everybody just applauding you for the awesome decision. Excellent indeed. All right. Father God, we just thank you right now for everything you continue to do for us. We thank you for just the hearts of those people that raised their hand. We thank you for people rededicating their lives, people coming to you. Father God, we thank you for the word that was ministered today, dear God. We call everybody blessed here, dear God. May the anointing be rich in their lives. May everything continue to be successful, grow, and prosper in their lives. We thank you in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.